KD2AIT listening.
KD2AIT, M2PFM.
Hey there, George. Just waiting to see if Clip's going to pick up the net.
That's a roger on that. M2PFM, Clip.
KD2VLA, this is KD2AIT. Alright, I guess he's not in tonight, so I'll give it a shot here. Good evening, this is KD2AIT, next show for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ, hi, Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll start with N2PFM, George. Good evening. I did relay your message there to Ray. I don't know if he caught you in the meantime, but he did get it. So what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff and Jack and Ray, if you're out there, or anyone else. All right, thanks for the relay of that. Got mom to the doctor today, and found that that urinary infection, both in the urinary tract and the brain, is definitely gone, thank God. But he did inform us something that I didn't know, that after a person has what people think is a slight stroke, they call, of course, a tear transient ischemic attack, which is actually a very mild stroke, because I had one back in 01 myself. I had a big one, said 3 years ago. Well, a big one, a moderate one 3 years ago. And they said that they can't tell right away from the enzymes in the blood. They have to take a blood sample then, and then 2 or 3 months later, another sample, assuming they go without another one of those attacks in that time, and see if there's any difference in the enzyme levels. And that's the only way they can tell for sure if a person did or didn't have a stroke, so a TIA. So I don't know. It's still possible she might have. But all the vital signs, again, as I said, are that of an average 50-year-old, so what can I say? I got 34 degrees here on the mountainside, and the temperature range today was 23 to 40, and that range is probably going to go down from here. Had about not even a tenth of an inch of dusting this morning, and then the sun came out, and it was on and off sunny and clouds the rest of the day. So that will say God bless at 73s, and 2 p.m. clear.
Okay, George. Well, I hope everything works out there with your mom, and glad to hear the vitals and everything are good. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Jeff and George, everybody else on the side. Was a quiet day down this way. We got to about 37. We did have a little dusting overnight, but of course that disappeared through the day today. Now we are under advisory for heavy snow tomorrow, starting tonight, later tonight, so we'll have to see what happens. So far this month we've had 10 inches, officially. Since the 1st of December we've had 39.1. Since July 1st, we've had 53.4, I think that's what they consider the season total. So we'll see what happens tonight, tomorrow. But bound to have more snow, we still have winter coming. How is it up to your camp? Do you have any amount of snow left? 7 feet to all, KA2000.
Well, I haven't been up there since Sunday, and Sunday there was some, but not much. I'd say there was maybe, I don't know, 3-4 inches maybe in the woods, all kind of packed down for melting. Yeah, not much, but you know, like you said, we are supposed to get some snow here tonight. How much seems to be a wandering number, depending on which source you look at, but it seems to be the general consensus is between 5 and 10 inches, so we'll see. But I suppose that really depends on what area you're in. So, but okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Quiet night tonight, Friday. Well, I don't know how many people want me to get out. I'd like to be out tonight, but I gotta work tonight and then tomorrow night too, but we're hoping to have some good time there on Sunday and watch the playoff game. We'll have to see. Alright, myself, I just worked today, and gotta work tonight. Nothing else to report. This is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for the net?
Calling again, KA2AIT, Boonville, New York. This is Kilo, Alpha, 3, Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, KA3TFB, Bill in Wexford, Western Pennsylvania, second attempt. Over.
KA3TFB, and we got you this time, Bill. Good evening. Welcome to the net. What's going on tonight?
Roger, Roger. I had to wait 3 seconds here before I had the transmit signal. Yeah, indeed a good evening, and we did establish contact with KD2AIT in Boonville, New York, KA3TFB, Bill. Well, let's see here. We just had a little burst of snow about an hour ago, which prompted some salting on the sidewalks, and we don't know how cold it'll be tonight. We're expecting a polar vortex to come back beginning of next week, probably around Tuesday, and stay with us for maybe 3 or 4 days in that cold Arctic air, something that I despise. And we're on our break here on our Friday evening session. Most of my work is now done. All I have to do is close a few doors, turn a few lights out, and that'll be it, and we'll give it back to you there. Indeed, a good evening there. And I will probably be listening for, you know, a good 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll decide to sign off. So top of the day is the evening to everybody on this net. And for those who don't know where a little town of Wexford is that we're at, we're about 20 miles north of Pittsburgh. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, we're getting a similar forecast here for our weather. We're supposed to get a bunch of snow here. It depends on where the forecasts are different, but we're supposed to get between 5 and 10 here where I am anyway. And we'll see. We'll see what it pans out to be. The forecasts this year have been a little iffy, I'll say. Sometimes you think you're going to get a lot and you get nothing, and sometimes you think you're going to get a little bit and you get a lot. So, take what we can get. But, yeah, feel free to hang out here even after the net. Usually right around, between 9:30 and 10, usually about halfway through there, a quarter of, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net comes through, so feel free to check into that, too, if you'd like. All right, Bill, well, thanks for checking in, and I hope you guys don't stand in the vortex too long down there. Keep warm. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins for the net?
Hey there, Clint.
Well, we waited here for you for a while, then started the net, two or three minutes afterwards. I figured you weren't coming in tonight, so hope you're feeling well, and thanks for giving us one for the count. Any other comments or queries? And this will be the final call for the Black River Lake Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, everybody's out on a Friday night. God bless them. I was with them. All right. Hearing no more check-ins, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Bill, and Clint for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo signing off from the Echo Link system. Good evening to all.
Is the repeater in here? This is KB2KOJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Octan currently being held on a 145.17.
Says KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KD2AIT, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else, Octan? Says KD2KOJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll make one more call up here. Are there any other stations wishing to sign in? We're there without traffic for Octan. Station for Octan, come now, please. Final call for Octan. Okay, nothing else heard. And Jeff, 7-3, take care, and thanks for coming in. Good to hear you there as always, and catch you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is correct.
Have a good one, Mark. KD2AIT.
Have you too. KB2KOJ.